You just heard Electrified by Young Ones, and before that, new single from Light Light from the Netherlands and Kilo. And very pleased to say that Glenn and Sonia are still here. They haven't gone home yet. They're going to have a chat with us. So, hello.
Hiya.
Hi, thanks. How did the session go for you? Did you enjoy that?
It was hilarious. You won't know how many mistakes I made.
She sounded lucky.
Well, I couldn't hear any mistakes. I don't know if it's because I was just enjoying listening, and I was doing nothing as well, because normally I'm standing here with a camera, I'm moving the desk up and down at the same time as well, but you did all the sound for us, which is great. You stuck everything in our mixer, and Alex is here on hand with the camera, and I was actually sitting there thinking, I've never had a session in front of me before where I've actually been sitting here doing nothing. And it was.
You should have got a tambourine out for you. Though.
Oh, why didn't you say that at the beginning? I could then tell everybody I was in Echo Belly. I'll be delighted. So let's just talk a little bit. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people who listen to the show in particular will know all about you. But you've been, and you won't thank me for saying you started over 20 years ago. Formed in around
93.
The two of you met up and you formed the band. It was originally with Andy Henson and Alex Kayser.
Yeah.
Kayser. And you're well known as part of the Britpop scene. You had two top 10 albums. Everyone's got one and on. Number of top 40 singles as well. And you're irrevocably linked to Britpop and Top of the Pops and Shooting Stars. I think I remember seeing you on as well, which was if that didn't sort of stamp the epoch, nothing did. I think that was a very mid-90s kind of thing. What were your overriding memories from that period? Because you were thrust into the limelight very quickly, really, weren't you?
It was a really positive time. I think that's the most important thing for British music. It was just, you know, when you feel like there's a buzz going on, you can really sense something.
Mm.
I just remember really early days of being in Soho in a pub, and Blur turned up and we all got very drunk together, and there was just something in the air. You know, maybe it was just like an age group or whatever, but it was really great fun.
Yeah, because you didn't start off saying I'm going to be a Britpop band, because it wasn't really it wasn't really around at that time. It sort of exploded very quickly. I mean, how did you end up being, well, firstly, how did you end up being at the forefront of the scene, and you know, how did you end up moving in that direction in the first place? When you got together, you didn't want to sound like that kind of music. You probably had your own influences and you wanted to be a different kind of band.
I suppose, you know, the first thing we released actually had didgeridoo on it, so it wasn't, you know, traditional Britpop in that sense, but maybe the euphoria and the positiveness and just, you know, just like that happy to be alive attitude kind of was embraced by the whole thing. I don't know.
And it was, you know, just pre-internet, and it was well supported by the music press at the time.
Yeah, and very well supported in this area, actually, Essex.
Oh, really?
We did some great shows. We literally brought the ceiling down in one place. It just collapsed. Then we carried on playing.
Yeah, I should point out, Essex gets a bit of a bad press, as everybody knows, and things like The Only Way Is Essex doesn't help the cause. But yeah, we've got some tight there, you know, we've got good music
great
scene,
a
lot of good bands,
great
radio station.
It was a place in Chelmsford called Army and Navy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the ceiling collapsed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you
it
would,
did, yes.
Yeah,
it's Spinal Tap. It just carries on, all covered in dust.
That was a great venue. I drove past it yesterday. It's now it's Travelodge now.
Is
they
it really?
Knocked it down, and it's a Travelodge and a Frankie and Benny's, and it's very sad. It's part of our musical heritage.
It's a great place. It's a great
place. I mean, a few, you know, over the years you've had a few people come and go in the band. You two obviously been the mainstays of the band, and you've had Debbie Smith, who was in Curve before she joined you, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and she's been in a number of bands since. I saw her live a few months ago in Blindness and still going. And Ruth Owen, you had for a little while as well?
She's in Kabul now.
Yeah, she's a journalist now, isn't she? I was amazed to see that.
We
had her in the studio a few years ago when she was in a short-lived hipster band, and that wasn't meant to be an insult, called Mama Shimon, which was kind of an electronic band. They were fantastic. They did a session for us, really good. And, you know, we're waiting for for the album to come out, we're waiting for more stuff to come out, and suddenly they've all gone their separate ways. It's kind of sad, but yeah, because she spoke fondly of her short time in the band. And are you still in touch with the people who were in the band in the past?
Well, no one seems to be, apart from Debbie, making music anymore, so...
Oh, really?
It's a bit, yeah.
Well, it's kind of sad, isn't
it? Yeah.
I know we all got to grow up at some point. One day I won't be...
Obviously, but we don't really have any contact with anyone else, do we? I mean...
Not really.
Ruth, internet, obviously, so, yeah. I have some email correspondence in Kabul, but that's it, really.
Yeah, I see the tweets from her from time to time. Kind of scary, really.
It is, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Strange decision to go there.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, yeah, you don't expect it. You obviously carried on past Britpop when it's... I don't know what was trendy after Britpop. I can't remember that far back now. And then you released more albums. And you were a band that really grew up in a way, because I see the first couple of albums, there's a lot of high energy, fun songs, and that's kind of like someone's teenage years. And then the later albums, particularly Gravity Pools, I find really, it's a beautiful, mature album. I mean, the obvious question is, you've kind of, the music has grown up with you, really, hasn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it reflects in those albums. We had one called People Expensive as well, where we kind of steered a little bit away from the whole kind of Britpop thing, And yeah, Gravity Pulse was, we wanted to make something really kind of airy and really, warm and lush, almost kind of classic songs, so to speak, yeah.
How was the reaction generally? You obviously enjoyed making the songs, and how did it go down with the sort of traditional Echo Belly fans?
Mixed reaction, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Depends if they were looking back for nostalgia or if they were, moving with us.
I suppose you can't carry on playing the same songs forever. You've got to.
No, but it's always hard for any musician to kind of to grow, if you like. Some people don't like it. Some people like it. It's just what it is.
After Gravity Pulls, you sort of maintained a bit of radio silence for a while, and then Calm of Zero popped up a few years after that. How would you describe it? Is it an Echo Belly acoustic project, or is it Echo Belly, or is it something completely different?
It's something completely different. It's something that we want to be able to evolve into any direction. So, but it doesn't have to be mainstream at all. In a few years' time, we might be playing with a group of musicians in the Moroccan desert somewhere. It doesn't matter. It's just, I just want it to be free and go in any direction that it needs to go into.
Yeah, because you describe it as an expression of songwriting energy which has honed its temperament away from the current pop factor ex-idol. I think it's pretty obvious that you're a little bit away from that. And a mellifluous subtlety, you described it, which was brilliant. And I had to look up mellifluous because I wasn't sure about that. So that was fantastic. What have you been listening to recently? Is there anything about at the moment that's sort of either influencing you or you listening and think, it's about time somebody brought out something like this?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I can speak for myself. I kind of gone backwards, if you know. I mean, I kind of listen to older stuff. I kind of discovered things that I always shunned, things like country, even the early blues stuff. And I got really into a guy called Gene Clark, who was part of the Birds when I started. And I thought he was just an amazing songwriter. And I started listening to a lot of kind of alternative country, you can say, I suppose. And listened to all the old blues stuff and Woody Guthrie and what Dylan was influenced by and things. And you find this, it's like a sea of things you have never even heard before, which is terribly exciting. So I've kind of gone back to the roots of things, if you like, and listened a lot to that stuff. Not a lot of new music. I am now, though, but
there's definitely a folky country twinge to the music you're playing, especially today. It was great when you dug out the 12-string. I wasn't watching, but as soon as I heard it, you could tell two guitars in the room.
It's got that kind of vibe,
It's always great when it's about 3 feet away from you as well. It's always sounds better. How about yourself, Sonia? Anything you've been listening to? Anything you've enjoyed?
I'm afraid to say I tend to follow Glenn's lead. He tends to say, listen to this, it's really good. And then I do.
Nothing wrong with that.
She's going to Led Zeppelin quite like a year ago. She's been mad about Led Zeppelin. So it was weird. Yeah.
The only person I said, I love you to Jimmy Page and the High School because we live near each other. And then I felt like what it feels like to be a fan. It was hilarious.
Yeah. No, that's good. So we'll talk about yourself. You've got a tour coming up, which is great. But why have you decided to call it an Echo Belly tour rather than a Calm of Zero tour? Was there any reason?
Because the Echo Belly songs are going to be played.
Oh, okay. Simple as that. So tonight you're Echo Belly, and on the tour you're Echo Belly. You may be Calm of Zero again after that sometime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're playing a number of dates, about 12, 15 dates up and down the country. You played Surya in the, I don't know, Surya.
Surya, yeah. I've never been either. It's in Camden somewhere.
That's probably why. I don't like going to Camden after dark. But
really?
Yeah. 12th of June, and possibly of more interest to our listeners will be The Bull, which is a great little venue in Colchester, which you'll be playing 13th of July as well.
I've got the date there.
My memory's not that good.
Yeah, somehow.
But you're playing Milton Keynes. You're looking. You've got to be looking forward. You've got to be ready.
Yeah, we are. We're just getting into rehearsing now, and it's kind of strange to revisit these songs again, you know, because you were different people when you wrote them.
How long has it been since you toured?
Toured properly. It was probably the last album we made as Echo Belly, Gravity Falls.
Oh, wow. 2004?
So then, 2004, wow. 5, something like that,
Andy left in 2006.
Did he? Maybe 2006, something like that, yeah.
Long time to be...
It feels like it, and kind of looking forward to back out again, yeah.
I did see a few Echo Belly gigs in my youth. I particularly remember one where I got drunk, which... sounds a bit of an odd thing to say, but it was one of those moment, and I don't think I've been more drunk.
We had that every night.
I remember the set quite well, despite being drunk, because I'm familiar with the song, so of course you remember the set. This was in the Astoria.
Oh, and, lovely, lovely gig, yeah.
And I think the Hammond Inferno were doing the DJing.
That was a really, really good show.
And that was, I remember, I bought their cassette and I played it for years afterwards. It was only a cassette of something somewhere else, but great night. It always sticks in the memory, the drunkenness.
That was a particularly good show. I remember that really well. I just remember playing and looking out to the stalls up there and seeing people dancing. I actually remember thinking, I'm actually really enjoying this. You know, I was really enjoying myself.
I was up in the sky.
On
the
yeah,
yeah, I was
yeah.
up there. So,
that's great.
Yeah, shame it's gone.
It's tragedy.
Like the Army and Navy, another hole in the ground. It could be that all the venues you play, you're kind of giving the kiss of death to. So we'll get to see you before they knock them all down. Okay, well, Glenn and Sonia, it's been brilliant having you in. Really enjoyed the session. It's been great having the chat, and looking forward to coming down and seeing you on the tour. After this, more releases, perhaps?
Absolutely, yeah.
Got a because you've had a couple of EPs. Have you got a proper album coming out, do you think?
The idea is to do a proper Calm of Zero album, full on electric, you know, drums and bass and whatever, you know.
Brilliant. So without tying you down to a date, that's got to be next year,
23rd of September.
I got excited because it was so close to my birthday as well.
Oh really?
That could have solved a lot of problems. Sonia, Glenn, thank you very much for coming down. Really appreciate you taking the time to come down, and look forward to catching you live.